So let me do a quick introduction. Welcome to Homeland Security. I'm Ed Lazauska. This is a course that involves Berkeley, the University of Washington, UC San Diego. And before I give you the context and tell you how this is going to work, I have to say that Berkeley is on a semester system, and they started 4 weeks ago. All right. So UW and UCSD are joining a course that's been going on for 4 weeks. Those of you who've looked at the website have already figured this out. There's a certain amount of catching up to do, but it shouldn't be too bad. So the Berkeley folks are just going to have to offer some forbearance while I do some housekeeping that they already know. Let me say that last fall, Jeff and Steve and I co-taught a course on IT and public policy in this format. So it was UW, Microsoft, Berkeley, UCSD. It worked out really well. What I'd say about this technology is it's at the stage where, although it's still a limitation in a bunch of ways, probably the benefits outweigh the negatives. So we had, I think, one class session last fall that was a complete debacle, and a few others that were a little marginal, and it's a little hard to ask questions, all right, because of latency and things like that. But fundamentally, the benefits are multiple faculty. We could attract great guest speakers because they could reach four places at once. We had more than 80 students from multiple fields and multiple universities who did projects together. So the goal is to try and duplicate that here. I have no idea how many UCSD students we have. Jeff, do you have an idea yet or not?
We have 20 registered.
Great. So there are 47 registered at UW and Microsoft. There are about 30 at Berkeley, is that right? Right, about 20 at UCSD, so that means we're in the 90s, so it's going to be a bit of a circus. The students at UCSD and UW and Microsoft are mostly computer science grad students. The Berkeley students are mostly students, graduate students in the School of Public Policy, although they're people from all over. The first night there was somebody from statistics, for example. And so, again, the goal is that you'll be working together on project teams for term projects and things like that, and hopefully it'll be lots of fun. So there are four instructors, Steve Maurer from Berkeley, me, and Jeff Volker and Stefan Savage from UCSD. Lots of guest lectures, which I hope will work out well. Here's what the requirements are for the course. Number one, get on the email distribution list right away. It's linked from the website, and that's sort of for administrative disasters as opposed to discussions. We've got a reading list which has been changing multiple times a week, but what it'll do is give you a set of readings that you've got to do before class every week. We use a wiki as a discussion area, and the instructors and the TAs will be monitoring and contributing to the wiki, and you'll get partially evaluated on your contributions to the discussions on the wiki. That means the sort of quality rather than quantity. Okay, so just kind of getting in there and typing isn't the point. But again, last fall the discussions were great. They've been great so far this year just among the Berkeley people. I have to say that the course evaluations last year were bimodal about the wiki. Some people thought it was great and some people really hated it. And it was not that all the policy students hated it and all the computer science students liked it. Lots of the computer science students hated it too. I think the discussions were actually very good. The problem, if you will, is you have to somewhat stay on top of it because it can get ahead of you over the course of 4 or 5 days, and then it's hard to catch up. We do partition it for each lecture, so there'll be a discussion section for each class. So when you go to it, you'll see there are sections of the wikis corresponding to each of the four classes we've had so far, and we'll start another one tonight. There'll be a midterm project, which involves partly hacking into a system at UCSD and partly thinking about what the implications of that are. And we're going to create shotgun marriages of policy students and computer science students, but we'll give you some instructions on this by next week once we settle down who's really in the course. If you've got a set of people you want to work with that's sort of a sub-team, let us know. That's fine. So, it's perfectly great to say I want to be with the following two people or something like that, and we'll create a broader group out of that. There'll be a term paper project, which will be sort of reading and discussion and synthesizing and writing at the end. It's great if those teams span multiple campuses. That worked out really well last fall. And the course is graded separately on every campus, and the faculty member from your campus will be sure and evaluate your term project. That was something that we sort of caught us by surprise last fall, and I think it's just unavoidable. We sort of distributed the mentoring of the team project, so one of us was in charge of each team, so the work sort of got divided by three. But in the end, almost every project had somebody from almost every campus, so everybody had to read all the projects. We sort of hadn't figured this out in advance, but I think basically it worked out fine, and we'll do that again this year. So for UW and Microsoft and UCSD students, the course is going to be self-contained from this point forward. And it's going to be roughly 50% cybersecurity and roughly 50% other homeland security. And that's, in fact, probably overbalanced towards cybersecurity in terms of its importance in overall homeland security, but it's the topics that you're more interested in. But it's important to hear something about weapons of mass destruction and other parts of the civilian infrastructure in addition to cybersecurity. So you should get plenty of cyber and a balance of other things, too. I want to encourage you to go back and look at the four lectures that have happened already. Okay, so they're all archived on the web, and the wiki discussions list are there. It's not mandatory, but it would be great if you did it. And there's a lot of really useful information there. A lot of it has been sort of history of terrorism. Steve's first lecture was that in some sense there's nothing new since the 16th century, and I think there's a lot to that. And you'll have some more on that sort of thing, terrorism and weapons of mass destruction, tonight from some of our guest lecturers. Steve or Jeff or Stefan, have I skipped anything, or are we okay?
No, I think that covers it. The only thing I would say for my students is that if you click on Wiki now, you will go to very definite pages for each of the lectures. And so some of my guys are wandering around in cyberspace. That is now fixed, thanks to your good offices, and we appreciate that.
Thanks to Jeff's good offices, right. Yes, so, again, it's been a bit of a scramble here because we didn't have TAs assigned until partway through last week. So we drafted poor Tap, the TA, from last fall to help set things up. Now we're sort of under control. Okay, so with that, Steve, down to you guys. Are you all set on your end, Jeff?
Nothing down here.
Okay, you need to pick up the mic when you talk, or you sound very faint. Pretend you're Phil.
We're set.
Great. Steve.